In the Democratic Republic of Congo this past week, a noted conservationist is recovering from gunshot wounds after an attack by unknown assailants. 43-year-old Emmanuel de Merode is a Belgian prince. He is also the director of Africa's oldest nature preserve, Virunga National Park. It's a World Heritage Site and one of the most biodiverse places on Earth. Nearly a quarter of the world's critically endangered mountain gorillas live in the park. Allard Blum is the managing director of Congo Basin at the World Wildlife Fund and a former colleague of de Merode. He says Virunga National Park has the potential to bring in much-needed tourist revenue to the Congo, but decades of conflict make that difficult.
Tourism has the potential to generate significant revenue. Just across the border is the park in Rwanda, where you can also visit mountain gorillas, and it's one of the biggest foreign currency earners for the Rwandan government. So tourism can be a significant contributor to local development there in that region. And Virunga National Park, you know, the wars made tourism really a dicey enterprise.
Can you describe how that insecurity is creating problems within the park? There's poachers, there are also militias that are using the park as a sanctuary of sorts.
That is correct. The park has seen a lot of conflict, as militias have taken up residence in the park. Of course, poachers are an important category of people that provide insecurity. There's also people who go for the charcoal, so deforestation. Charcoal is the major source of energy in a city like Goma, which is the regional capital. Security was until, you know, I would say 3 to 6 months ago when things really started improving, was a major problem. However, it is definitely been improving to such an extent that the park has been reopened for tourism.
When we think about park rangers in this country, we think about people who are intimately knowledgeable about trails and wildlife and plant life, not people who are working in conflict zones. How do rangers operate there in that park? What do they have to be prepared for?
You know, a lot of these poachers are very heavily armed. Their favorite weapon of choice is the AK-47 or Kalashnikov. So the rangers have also military training and are basically conducting patrols on a more military-style tactics than what would be normally considered for park personnel. It is definitely a very dangerous job. Many rangers have been killed over the years, and not only in Virunga, but in some of the other parks in Africa as well.
How have the gorillas fared through all of this violence and strife and incivility?
I mean, the mountain gorilla is really a conservation success story, particularly given the fact that this is one of the most unstable parts of the world and has seen a lot of violence. Mountain gorillas' numbers have actually increased during all that time. Some of the militias have actively helped protect them. A particular notion is the M23, who actually stopped fighting last year. And they, in fact, when they were controlling a large part of the park, they started guerrilla tourism of themselves. So just to see how valuable they consider those gorillas.
There is this moment, as you describe it, of optimism about the park's security. Things have been getting better. The gorilla population has been growing. So I imagine this attack on Mr. de Merode is coming as quite a setback of sorts.
Yes, of course. I mean, first of all, on the personal level, I know him well. And, you know, it's always a shock to hear something like that happening. But then, as I mentioned, Virunga is such a special place. It is a stunning, beautiful park. Tourism could bring in a lot of jobs and money. You know, we still don't know who was behind this attack. Was it random or was it actually targeted? We don't even know that. Yes, a setback, but I don't think it's the end of the road. I think there is optimism.
Allard Blum is the managing director of the Congo Basin at the World Wildlife Fund. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. It was a great pleasure.